As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Ayin Ches, I want to learn together a beautiful Torah from the Sefer HaTaras Mordechai by Mordechai Ragov. Mordechai Ragov was an Alter Mirror, someone who had learned in Volozhin as well, a nephew of Rav Baruch Ber, the great Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, and his Sefer HaTaras Mordechai, Ala Torah, is a beautiful, beautiful Sefer of Drush, and I have seated here in front of me a copy of the Sefer from 1965. I don't know if you could hear the crack of the binding on the recorder as I open it to page 310, the first piece on Parshas Chukas. Rav Ragov passed away. He was a Rav in America. When he came to America, he was a Rav in Chicago, and he passed away and is buried there in 1968, Chavtes Cheshvan of Tavshin Chavtes. And the Sefer here is from Tavshin Chafei from 1965, and again, it's just a beautiful, beautiful insight, which I think is as relevant in 2018 as it was in Tavshin Chafei. He writes as follows, the first piece on Parshas Chukas, again, the name of the Sefer is Ataras Mordechai, or Mordechai Ragov Zatzal. V'yadavir Hashem Moshe Lemor, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor. Dabir B'nei Yisrael, V'yikhoi Lecha Para Aduma Tmima. Of course, the Parsha begins, the first 22 psukim of the Parsha, talk about the Para Aduma. Verse 21 Psukim, talk about the Para Aduma, Parshas Para, as we read during the Dalet Parshios. There's a Medrash, an off-sided Medrash, and the Medrash Tanchuma says, in quotes it here, Kisha'ala Moshe Lamarum. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the heavens, when he ascended on high to receive the Torah, Matu LaKadosh Baruch Hu SheYoshev Osek BaParshas Para Aduma. Of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be learning, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and learning the Parsha of Para Aduma. Va'omer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was recounting the Mishnah, the Shita of the Tanayim, Eliezer b'ni kachu omer, Eliezer, my son, would say the following, Para bas shalosh, egla bas shtayim. The definition of a para is a three-year-old cow, as opposed to an eagle. An egla is only 2 years old. Amar lo, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel olam, kol ha'elyonim v'tachtonim shel chahim, va'ata omer halacha b'shmo shel basar v'dam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you sitting here and learning the teachings of flesh and blood, of man? Everything belongs to you, the elyonim, the tachtonim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're sitting here learning b'shnayis para. Kilu, you're studying the words of the Tanayim. What's going on here? How could such a thing be? So Kadosh Baruch Hu responded, amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, tzadik echad osid lamod ba'olami. A tzaddik is going to exist at some point in the future. And he's going to begin with Paraduma. He's going to focus on Paraduma. He's going to begin his drush with Paraduma. He's going to make himself known through Paraduma. Amar, so when Moshe Rabbeinu heard such a thing, he said, Hiratzon sheyetze ze michaletzi. Halavai, this one should be one of my descendants. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha. Halavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, by my life, by my name, it's a lashon of shvua. Yes, in fact, this one will be among your descendants. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer the question? Hashem says back to Moshe that there's someone in the future who's going to talk about Parah Aduma, and therefore what? Why is that a response to Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu still busy sitting and learning Yoshev Va'osek V'Parshas Parah Aduma and teaching the opinions of Basar V'Dam at some point in the future? Writes Rav Ragov, Divrei HaMedrash Elu Kashe HaAvana Hein, these are very difficult words to understand. Reishis, Mipnei Mach Chaviv Eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parshas Parah Aduma, SheYoshev Va'Osek Ba Yosef Mishar Mikzah HaSatara. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, there's many things that are going to be said in the future, and they're all beautiful, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Kedoshim. Why did the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of all the different aspects, of all the different areas of Torah knowledge, why did Hashem sit and darshan this? Why was this the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem studying? And it raised the question, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu responded with great fervor, kivyachol, that no, halavai, wow, in the future there's going to be such a person who learns Parah Aduma. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so excited. If that's true, then I want him to be a descendant of mine. Of all the things in Torah, why dafka this? Va'od amai bikesh Moshe, dafka Rabbi Eliezer, why did Moshe dafka make a request that this Rabbi Eliezer should be one of his descendants? If it's because of his amazing ability to darshan Parah Aduma, so guess what? Says Rav Ragav, halo abaye v'rava darshan b'shar miktas haTorah. There's many, many different tzaddikim who would obviously leave their mark on Torah Shva'al Peh. Uvama nasachein be'ina Rabbi Eliezer Yosef Mehem. What did Moshe again, Moshe Rabbeinu, what did Moshe Rabbeinu see in Rabbi Eliezer and in his involvement with Par Aduma, that again, Moshe realized what Hashem had already realized, which is that there's something very special going on here with the Par Aduma. What is the secret of the Par Aduma that makes it so precious in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Ragov says something which is somewhat obvious to us, but he says it in a way that I've never thought about it before in my life. We all know that there are two categories of mitzvahs. There are more than two categories, but roughly we branch Torah and mitzvahs into two categories. There are what we call chukim and what we call mishpatim. Chukim are those laws that we don't fully understand. The mishpatim are those things that are logical and rational and we think we understand. Chukim heim ha-mitzvos sheim lamala miseichel ha-enoshi. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer chukah chakakti, gzera gazarti. Chukim are those things that are beyond our human intellect. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, yes, it's a chok. I've declared it. I've etched it out into the worldview of Torah. It's a gezera milafanai. There's no reason to question it. V'iyata rashar lahara achara. You shouldn't wonder about it. You shouldn't try to solve it. There's nothing to solve here. This is just a chok. And a person has to be mekayim it like a chok. Mishpatim heim mitzvos hamusagos b'seichel enoshi kmo geneva. And then there are mitzvos that make a lot of sense. Geneva, like gezela, like ritzicha. There are mitzvos that we think we understand, and on some level we do understand. There are some that we do understand in a logical, rational, building society kind of way. Now listen to this line. This is an amazing line. Ukemoshi yesh chukim u'mishpatim b'torah, kemokin atamotze chukim u'mishpatim b'chayim. Just like we have a concept of chukim and mishpatim, aspects of Torah that we understand more rationally, and those that we do simply because Hashem said so, the same thing is true in life. So you would think what he's going to say is there are things in life we understand, and things in life that we don't understand. Okay, many have written along those lines, but he says it so differently. Listen to what the Ataris Mordechai says. B'shoa shechai Yisrael ba'ofen normali. When the Jews are living life the normal way, what does normal life mean for a Jew? V'kavod Yisrael v'tarasso eino mevuza b'chutz. And a Jew's way of living is respected in the world. And it's not mocked by the world. And a life of Torah and mitzvah seems normal because it is normal for a Jewish neshama. Az eino nisayon kol kach lilmo Torah l'kayim mitzvos. And therefore there's not such a challenge for a Jew in those moments to learn Torah, to keep the mitzvos. And therefore, in those moments, the life of a Jew, a life of Torah and mitzvos, is a life of mishpat. It makes sense. It's the way it's supposed to be. When a Jew's way of life is respected, both by the world and by the Jew himself, then a life of Torah and mitzvahs makes a lot of sense. It fits in. It's not a struggle for a person to choose a life of learning, a life of shmiras mitzvahs. It's accepted by the Jewish people. It's accepted by man. It's not a contradiction to the life of a yid. Lo kein hu b'sha shekavod Yisrael v'torasso mechulal hu b'gayim. Not so when we live in a time where a life of Torah and mitzvahs is ridiculed. And the life of Torah and mitzvos is mocked by our neighbors. Vanu sov lim cherpa v'yisurim, and a Jew suffers in order to live a life of Torah and mitzvos to such a degree that you wonder why would a Jew, even a mitzvah that's rational, but if it's ridiculed, the chiddush what Rav Ragav is saying here is that of course there's always going to be those mitzvos that are strange in the eyes of the world. There are mitzvos that are strange in our eyes; we don't understand them. But sometimes the bigger picture of the life of a Jew, the whole thing becomes a chok. The whole life of a Jew becomes a source of scorn in the eyes of the world. And we suffer because of it. Now again, he's writing in 1965. Right? I imagine more fresh than it is in our minds today. The Holocaust was fresh in his eyes. And Jewish suffering and trying to establish Torah in America was much more real to him. And therefore he says, we see many questions that we have on the Rabbono Shel Olam. The whole Hanhagas HaChaim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, is a question to us. And therefore the whole system of being a Yid becomes a question to us. And our minds and our hearts are shaken by the constant question of why do the Rishaim seem to prosper and the fine Jewish people continue to suffer. Where's the tzedek? Where's the mishpat? All of life becomes one big chok. But after all of that, we still continue to be Jews, and we continue to believe that Hashem knows best, and everything He does is right, even though I don't understand any of it. I don't understand how Hashem runs the world. I don't understand the Torah and how it fits into life in the 21st century on a superficial level. And yet a Jew says, but afal pi chay, and I cling to Hashem and I cling to the Torah. We continue to walk with the Torah. V'lom d'manachnu es ha-Torah, u'mekayim mitvoseh. B'matzav kazeh, limud ha-Torah v'kiyam ha-mitzvos, v'b'chinas choku, d'hayna l'malam ha-seichel. And the fact that there are still Jews today who are so proud to be Jewish and continue to love to learn Torah, a Torah that at times seems so ancient and so foreign, and yet to be able to attach ourselves to it, because our neshama tells us this is the Torah Hashem and these mitzvos are eternal, that is a life of chok, where it's not just the details of a particular mitzvah, like the Parah Aduma, which is a chok, but it's where the entire life of a Jew becomes one big expression of fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, b'derech chok. It's not a mishpat, it doesn't fit in, it doesn't make sense. All the more so, as time goes on. Sometimes it seems harder and harder. Many people wonder, does Torah still have a place in the world? And yet those of us who understand what Torah is, even though we don't really understand what Torah is, we cling to Torah, we cling to Hashem, we cling to mitzvos, and we continue to fulfill this chok, this all-encompassing chok. And that's, of course, why the parsha begins, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Parah Aduma is not just a standalone mitzvah. This whole attitude, this ability to do mitzvahs in general when they don't make sense, or as Rav Rogov is saying here, to live a life that on some level could be questioned to make sense, and to continue to do it because libi omerli, that this is the Ratzon Hashem, that's an amazing, amazing self-sacrifice of the Jewish people, and it's obvious that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us and is so unbelievably proud of our continued commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. V'lachein limud v'kiyom hachukim. We're on the top of page 311 now. If you want to look up the Sefer, it is available online. I think it's on maybe HebrewBooks.org or Otzer HaChachma. There are some used copies I saw also for sale online. It's a really beautiful Sefer, and not necessarily a household item, but those who enjoy this piece, maybe Kedai to spend a couple of bucks and get yourself an old copy from the 1960s. Anyways, on the top of page 311, he continues, V'lachein limud v'kiyam achukim yoser chavev etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mi limud v'kiyam ha-mishpatim. And therefore, in a certain sense, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the chukim more than he loves the fact that we fulfill the mishpatim. Yan ki yoser kashuhu lil modu l'kayim dvarim she'inu muvanim b'seichel. It's much harder to fulfill mitzvos that we don't understand than to fulfill those mitzvos or to study those aspects of Torah which, again, superficially, mishpat, we think we understand. And by fulfilling the chukim, we prove once and again, time and again, that we believe in Hashem, that we believe in His Torah. And therefore, it's not surprising that when Moshe went up to the heavens, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu studying Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma being the paradigmatic chok, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying, listen, there's going to come a time in the future where all of Torah is going to be one big chok, Zos Chukas HaTorah. And yet there's still going to be Basar V'dam, human beings, who are living in a very real world, a world that sometimes is hard to see beneath the surface, the pnimius of the world, the truth of Torah and mitzvos, to recognize Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees there are still Jews who are working on the sugya of Parah Aduma, that their whole lives are one big sugya of Parah Aduma. That's an amazing thing. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting teachings in the name of Basar V'dam. Mipnei she'al yadam nira yikras lev ha-yisraeli. That is through these teachings, that it's a constant reminder to Hashem, and it's a limud zchus for all of us, on the beauty of the Jewish soul. Shalom eru mekayim b'mesiras nefesh kol kach, afilu achukim kamo Parah Aduma. That we continue to do those things that are like Parah Aduma. And again, as Rav Rogov is explaining here so beautifully, sometimes all of your life becomes one big Parah Aduma. Afal pi she'enu mevinu b'sichlo, even though we don't understand b'pnimius really what on earth we're doing anymore. U'kishashal Moshem lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El yonam v'tachtonam shalcha, and you're busy with the halachos of Basar Vadam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, yes, there's going to be someone in the future. There's someone who's going to use Paraduma as his guiding principle. Hainu, in times of great difficulty, of bitterness, of Hester Panim, ayom kolkach. It's going to be a time period where it's going to be so unbelievably frightening, where we're not going to hear the voice of Hashem in the world, and we'll hear many other voices that tell us otherwise in the world. It'll be a time, again, think about the context in which he's writing this, where it's not, where are those naysayers who are saying there'll never be Torah in America, there'll never be Torah after the war, there'll never be all the voices that say the opposite. As Shlomo Freifeld would quote from one of his rebbeim, Rav Schmidman, that America is perhaps what one would have in mind when we talk about an Eretz Lo Zarua. He said, America is an Eretz Lo Zarua. It's a place where lo, where no, where not, is implanted. That there's a spirit of, it's not going to be, it's not going to happen. Torah will never take root once again in America. We'll never be able to build yeshivas in America. Shabbos will never be observed in America. It's a land where no, 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 we're told it's not going to work. And yet, nonetheless, there were individuals who, with Mesiras Nefesh, even when it was irrational, B'derech Chok, overpowered all of those voices of negativity and kept the Torah alive. U'lekiyam HaTorah V'yadus Yeinidrash Mesiras Nefesh Atzuma. That there's going to come a time, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where to keep the Torah alive, to keep Yiddishkeit alive, is going to take tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Oz Sadik Echad Osid La'amod Ba'ulami. Says the Medrash Tanchuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that in the future there's going to be a tzaddik who stands up in my world. What does that mean? Klomar explains Rav Ragov. Hu yamod ka'amud chazak ba'olami. He's going to stand up like a strong force in my world. Dahainu olam ha'torah v'yadus. V'lo yozuz mi torasa v'munaso. He's going to implant my world, the world of Torah and mitzvah, Hashem says, in a world where it looks like everything's falling apart. Ve'eza hu? And who is the one who's going to be able to withstand all of the challenges of the future generations? Zesha osi liftocha parshas paraduma tchila. Hashem says, it's not by chance that I'm learning paraduma. The one who's going to show a commitment to the attitude, the whole mahalach of paraduma, zos chukas haTorah, such a person is going to be able to stand in the breaches, so to speak, and hold Klal Yisrael together. Hainu shekol hakushyos vastiros shu ba'itim ha'im. That all of the questions that are going to arise in that future period, b'davron hagas habori itanu, and all of the ways that Hashem runs the world, the many questions and challenges and contradictions that we see, yihyu mituratzos etzlo b'parshas paraduma, all of them can be resolved through the attitude of chok, through the outlook of paraduma, by being able to have the confidence to continue to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomer yavin v'yomar sha'osu hamatzav parshas paraduma. Again, this is the gezerah of Hashem. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed in the world. And therefore, it's not to be questioned. And even when it looks like chok, of course there is a mishpat to it. There is a din and a dayan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world in a way that will make sense to us, even if we don't yet understand it. Yet our minds have yet to grasp that which we hope to understand in the future. And therefore, when Moshe saw, wow, there are going to be such Jews in the future, Moshe davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oz bikesh Moshe milafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiratzon, that this individual should be from amongst Yotzei Chalatzi, this should be my descendants. Hainu ki ha'esek va'alimad b'chukim ba'osa chavivus. That to have such an attitude towards chok, such an absolute bittul to Hashem, and a willingness to continue to serve Hashem, sheyesh b'limud v'kiyam ha'mishpatim, yotze michalatzi klomar, shebeni yochzu atzman ba'chukim, v'gam b'lamdam b'mishpatim, k'modine mamunus v'od. That halavai, this one who treats a chok like a mishpat, should be amongst my descendants. In yanim sheyesh la'aseich la'adam yad v'achiza b'ham, v'yirtzu lilmur l'havin es kol zeh b'seich ha'olami, v'lahachnas b'ham svaras chitzonios, hanokachos me'achayim achutzim, yichab shu es yitzum alamdum l'avinam dafka b'svaras toranios. And therefore, to remind ourselves that it goes in both directions, that even the mishpatim, our sense of mishpat, should also be determined by the chok of the Torah. And it shouldn't be that we say superficial svaras, to try to explain, to try to fit the Torah into the values of the world. But to be able, dafka, to say svaros toranios, to be able to understand the Torah from the Torah perspective. And halavai, this all-encompassing para aduma mindset should be found by the children of me, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Halavai, the Torah's Moshe, should be such a Torah. And what a tefillah that was, and what a recognition that is, that both Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu were able to sing the praises of the future, who are continuing to live a life of para aduma and trying to make sense of the chok by committing ourselves to it and waiting for that time when Hashem will turn the chok into mishpat, and to make sense of the mishpatim, those things that do make sense to us, to make sure that we do it b'derech chok, to remind ourselves that I'm doing it because Hashem says so. What an amazing insight. And he concludes the piece on page 312 with a Gemara in Chulin and a Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yotes. The Gemara in Chulin tells us in Daf Peches, Bischar sha'amar Avram Avinu v'anochi afar ve'efer. When Avram Avinu said, I am but dust and ashes, Zachu banav l'shtei mitzvos. In the schus of saying afar ve'efer, Avram Avinu's descendants were zoche to two mitzvos. Efer para, the ashes of the para aduma, va'afar sota, and the dirt that would be used on the floor of the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash to prepare the water for the Isha Sota. U'lechor kasha, so ask Rav Agav, I don't understand. What's the shaykhis between these two mitzvot? I get it, afar and efer, but what's the connection between the efer para and the afar sota? How does it connect to Avram Avinu's commitments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he says, I'm afar ve'efer, I'm very humble, I don't see myself as being very much? Well, that's a gvaldik midah, and these are gvaldik mitzvahs. What's the connection between them other than the superficial connection of sounding like afar and efer? Vanira ki efer para va'afar sota shechukim him. The whole idea, two of the strangest, most metaphysical mitzvahs that we have, this ability of the efer para, this wondrous calf that has this wondrous cow with all red hairs, with the exception of just a tiny, tiny bit of maybe black hair, and the afar sota, these strange concoctions that we prepare in order to create a state of tara amongst Klal Yisrael, either to purify a person from tumas meis in the form of the afar para, or to permit a woman back to her husband in the way of the afar sota. These are very strange and unusual mitzvos, which are very much b'derech chok. Ve'ein l'secho adam yad behem. And it's certainly not like Geneva or Gazela or Ritzicha, mitzvahs that make a lot of sense to us. And yet we practice these mitzvahs, despite the fact that the world certainly doesn't understand them and we ourselves don't understand them. We do these mitzvahs with the same zeal and fervor and excitement that we do all the mitzvahs that, so to speak, make sense. So where does a Jew get the strength to do a mitzvah that doesn't make any sense? It's a deep sense of humility. And it's a deep sense of bittah, like I mentioned earlier, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Anochi Afar Ve'efer of Avram Avinu. It's that midah shel anava v'shiflus v'yediya ki ha'adam afar ve'eferhu. Who am I to challenge the creator of the world? It may not be popular in the world. It may not be respected by the world. But I know, with the deep sense of humility, of negating myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says this is a mitzvah, and therefore I don't question it. And I can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's way of thinking. And if Hashem therefore asks me to do X, Y, or Z, I do it. But it takes humility to do such a thing. And therefore, such strange commandments as Efer Para and Afar Sota could only be given to those who walk in the ways of Avram Avinu, Vanochi Afar Ve'efer, to have that deep sense of humility and bittul to Hashem. Rakshasichlo Kotzer Milahavinzos. We know that the mitzvos are good, but our mind, our intellect, is simply too small to grasp. And in the final paragraph, as I mentioned, he concludes with a perush of a pasuk in Tehillim, which fits seamlessly with this whole mahalach. Vizehu bir hakasav b'Tehillim. This is what we find in Tehillim in Kuf Yud Tes, in the very long paragraph of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, in Pasuk Kuf Nun He. The Pasuk says, Rachuk me Rishaim Yeshua, salvation is distant from the wicked, ki chukacha lo darashu, because they don't darshan chukacha, they don't darshan the chukim. They don't have a connection. Pasha Pshat is a Rasha has no hope for Yeshua because he's not connected to Hashem's law. He's not interested in Hashem's law. He's living outside of Hashem's rules. And therefore, one who doesn't live a life that God has requested will not be Zocha to the Yeshua Hashem. Period. That's the simple Pshat. But says Rav Ragov, no, Dafka Chukim. Dafka, the Rasha struggles with the Chukim, and because of his inability to accept the Chukim, he cuts off the possibility of Yeshua. Hainu, kimibnei ma rechokehi mehem ha-Yeshua, ve'ena roim osa, elehim tamad b'yeyush, ve'yeshlam tainus v'tfilas ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu an-hagaso. Why are there some individuals who seem very distant from salvation, and they feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is hefker, and they walk around always complaining, feeling that Hashem doesn't know what he's doing, and in their personal lives they feel tremendous despair because the world seems very random. All of that is because of what? Because of Chukach Lo Darashu, because they're not connected to the Chukim, because they don't have that bittel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klomar She'enim Rotzim Lil Mores HaChukim V'chol Ma She'eno Musag B'sichlam Eino Rotzim Lachtor U'lahamik Bo V'lomar Ki Bevadei B'tzedeku Rak She'choku. A person who thinks, I'm only going to live a life of things that I understand. So when you encounter many struggles, again, befrat in the end of days, as we enter and continue to work our way through this long stretch of Hester Panim, so a person says, I don't understand this. I don't understand how God runs the world. And they're not willing to accept. Again, Einam Rotzim Lachter Lahamikbo. He's not willing to internalize in a deep way and to say to himself, right? Everything Hashem does is righteous, but it's a chok, and I don't yet understand it. But the failure to say that is because I don't have a sense of bittul. I don't have a sense of that midah of Avram Avinu, the founding father of Klal Yisrael, to be able to say Anochi Afar ve'Efer. And therefore, because of their disconnect from the chukim, it causes their whole hashkafas hachayim to spin out of control, and they feel a tremendous sense of yayush, of despair, tainos and tfios on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and al hanagaso, on the way that he runs the world. And therefore, they only want to learn the Mishpatim, but that's not going to be enough to get a Jew through. What an amazing limud for us, again, Dafka living in this time period, in the Ikfas of the Mashiach, in a world that is sometimes so wild and so crazy, and seems so far from Hashem, in a world where a life of Torah and Mitzvos at times can be ridiculed and seem to be so outdated and so irrelevant in our modern world. But yet, every one of us knows that the Torah is eternal, and that mitzvahs are eternal, and that when our life becomes one big chok, one big para aduma, you should just know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still sitting in the Shemayim, learning this. He's quoting us. He's quoting the experiences of our way that we cling to Him as a source of great pride. When Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, Moshe Rabbeinu was envious of such a thing. And Moshe davened, Halavai, I got to see Hashem up close. But those Jews who are so far from Hashem, behester panim, are still fulfilling the chukim. Halavai, those are the types of people that I want to be amongst my descendants. So therefore, halavai, halavai, we should continue to be chukim practicing Jews. Jews who understand the secret of the Par Aduma, Jews who understand the Nachas Ruach that we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we continue to live a life of Par Aduma, and then Amir Tzah Hashem, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo V'atzmo, will regale himself to us once again, and show us how the chukim were really mishpatim, and that everything that we did made perfect sense to him. We should be zochet to see it and to understand it with our own eyes, with our own minds, from here be Amenu Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.